Aesthetic Associates presents the top 10 defensive players in Bills history. Aesthetic Associates, making Western New York look great for over 25 years.
Fakes the sweep, rolls to his right, looks downfield, hasn't pulled the trigger yet, still rolling, now fires over the middle, intercepted by Kyle Williams.
Salisbury backing up in the pocket near the goal line, and he loses the ball, and Bruce Smith grabs it.
Throughout the nearly 60-year history of the Buffalo Bills, there's been plenty of standouts on the defensive side of the ball, whether it's the hard-hitting secondary from the 60s to one of the best defensive units to ever play the game at the turn of the millennium.
Road is back to pass, the swing pass, and boy, oh boy, the man was hit hard by Stratton.
Many players could make a case as to why their resume is strong enough to be considered one of the best in Bills history. The number 10 defensive player in Bills history, George Saines. Our countdown begins with one of the top safeties from the Bills' AFL days. The Buffalo Bills drafted George Saines out of Michigan State in the sixth round of the 1963 draft. A two-time MVP in college, Saines played safety and out of the backfield for the Spartans.
George was the best running back at the time in Michigan State history, and Lou Saban, who was fantastic for moving players around, moved George from running back to safety. And the rest is history.
Namath used to tell the story that when he was playing the Bills and he had a pass play call, he'd come out of the huddle. The first thing he would do was look at Saines, see where he was. And when Saines would see him looking at him, Saines would just smile like, I know what you're going to do.
Saines played seven seasons with the Bills, earning a Pro Bowl nod in five of them. He was a three-time AFL first-team All-Pro selection and amassed 22 interceptions during his time in Buffalo. It didn't take long until Saines became known for his ability to read opposing offenses and is one of the hardest-hitting tacklers in the league.
I don't care. Where do you put him at? He was going to make that tackle one way or the other. They didn't teach those kind of statistics back then, but I guarantee you that if they was keeping statistics and everything, he would be one of the top tacklers in the whole AFL, NFL.
Opposing coaches like Weave Eubank used to say, this guy belongs in the Hall of Fame. He says he's the guy we feared because he knew so much. He studied, he prepped so much for the game. He knew what we were going to do before we did it. And he was usually right.
Tannehill takes the snap. Bills rush four. Tannehill standing. Now he's wrapped up and dropped. Kyle Williams brought him down.
Coming in at number nine, Kyle Williams.
It was pretty evident that Kyle Williams was not your normal fifth-round draft pick. And you know how you get the capsule scouting reports around the time of the draft and even after the draft. And the book on Kyle back then was great motor, you know, maybe limited. You know, he probably doesn't have the right length. He probably doesn't have the prototypical size. But when you saw him early that year in training camp, it was pretty evident that there was much more going on than just a great motor. He wasn't just an effort player. He was a really tremendous athlete.
Kyle Williams was drafted in the fifth round of the 2006 draft out of LSU and ranks in the top five of games played by Bills defensive players. He proved many naysayers wrong from the start of his career and quickly cemented himself as a stalwart defensive tackle.
Fakes the sweep, rolls to his right, looks downfield, hasn't pulled the trigger yet, still rolling, now fires over the middle, intercepted by Kyle Williams.
Don't get too razzed up. There you go, baby, good start.
He comes in, starts as a rookie, as a fifth-round rookie, over a first-round D-tackle that they drafted that year. I mean, that speaks volumes. Unfortunately, we haven't had the success that some of the other Bills teams had, or else he'd be one of the most famous Bills of all times. But as far as respected players, he's up there with them. When you talk around the NFL, toughest guys to block, many guys would say Kyle Williams.
In addition to his reputation as one of the toughest guys to block in the league, Williams' off-the-field leadership has also contributed to his success and longevity in the Bills organization.
I'll stand here in front of 52. I'll play my ass out for you.
Yes,
every play, as much as I got, I'm going to give it to you.
For the next 8 years or so, that I'd go back to LSU after we had him, every time I was there in the offseason, spring, pro days, whatever it is, Kyle was always in there waiting and working. He's the consummate pro. He, like I say, takes such great pride in being a good football player and a good person.
The list of great defensive players for the franchise is long. I think that's pretty evident. Kyle certainly belongs in the top 10.
The number eight defensive player in Bills history, Ted Washington.
There ain't no tomorrow! There ain't no tomorrow when you lose!
His greatest asset is his brain. He's a brilliant football player that could dissect anything the offense was doing. And that makes you a better player because you have to be a blank sheet when you walk to the line against Ted.
5-1 today. Jacksonville Jaguars will be 5-1.
The Jags weren't the only team to struggle running the ball against a 6'5", 365-pound nose tackle. He was often referred to as Mountain Washington due to his stature and presence on the field.
A massive defensive tackle, played most of the game, big, but maybe overweight a little bit some of the time. We used to have a joke about Ted that he was really a light eater. As soon as it turned light, he started to eat.
Washington signed with Buffalo during the 1995 offseason after spending the first four seasons of his career with San Francisco and Denver. Washington was often double-teamed in the middle and was a nightmare for opposing interior linemen. Even though he is already on our list of top defensive players in Bills history, some believe he deserves to be at the top of another elite list as well.
He's on the list of 10 here. I would put him in the list of one in the NFL as nose tackles. Hands down, there's not a better nose tackle that ever played.
They stop him for a loss on the play.
Huge stop by Ted Washington.
I think if Ted had played here, you know, maybe 8 to 10 years, you know, he would be very, very high up on the list. And I'm talking not, you know, not 5 or 6. I'm talking 3 or 4.
Coming up, we spotlight another nose tackle who wreaked havoc on opposing offensive linemen throughout the 80s. But up next, we take a deeper look at the player behind one of the most iconic plays in Bills history when we return as Aesthetic Associates presents the top 10 defensive players in Bills history. The top 10 defensive players in Bills history is also presented by ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care, and GMC. This is GMC. This is precision. GMC, we are professional grade.
Dr. Todd Shatkin of the Aesthetic Associates Center, a nationally recognized expert in mini dental implant technology, Dr. Todd Shatkin has trained over 9,000 dentists from around the world in his patented mini dental implant procedure. Dr. Todd Shatkin has personally placed over 10,000 mini dental implants, serving Western New York area patients with not only state-of-the-art facilities, but the highest quality of customer service. Trust your smile to the most trusted name in dentistry.
He could cover backs coming out of the backfield. He was good on the pass rush, and he stopped the run.
The number 7 defensive player in Bills history, Mike Stratton.
He and Butch used to have a contest. They'd race who's fastest in the 40. It was that close. They were just horsing around, but he could run.
Mike Stratton certainly made a name for himself as an elite runner and tackler in the AFL. The 6-time Pro Bowler was a first-team All-Pro selection 3 years in a row from 1964 to 1966. Much of Stratton's success on game day came from hard work on the practice field, something his teammates witnessed firsthand.
We used to have a single bar in our helmet for wide receivers, and we came in and we noticed that we had a double bar in the helmet, and they were going to practice crack blocks on the defensive alignment. But they knew we were going to crack back on them. He'd just turn around and hit us with the forearm and knock our face down into the ground in the dirt. And I said, you know, Mike, you know, we're teammates. Take it easy on us. You know, we're just trying to learn some technique.
He had the height. He had the speed. He had the quickness. I think even like to today, he would be an outstanding linebacker today if he played.
While some consider him the backbone of the Bills linebacker corps in the 60s, Stratton might be best known for his hit heard round the world.
Throwed his back to pass, the swing pass, and boy, oh boy, the man was hit hard by Stratton, and he is hurt.
When they saw Keith Lincoln lying on the ground like that, not being able to get up, and knowing that he wasn't going to be able to get back into the ballgame, that it was over for those guys. I mean, he was our offense, and Mike just destroyed not only Keith, but their whole offense.
It's hard to keep from smiling. It's an honor you cherish any time that you feel like that you're more than decent at anything that you do, in any occupation or avocation, it makes you happy with yourself.
First thing comes to my mind is he's a warrior.
Coming in at number 6, Daryl Talley.
He was our emotional leader, right? I mean, guys just gravitated around him.
Following his 12-year career with the Bills, Daryl Talley ranked 2nd in team history for most games played on defense. The linebacker made plays all over the field, finishing his career with 38.5 sacks, 11 interceptions, and 12 fumble recoveries.
Hey, Daryl, we got to play defense and win it. You guys got to win it right here. You guys got to win it.
Daryl Talley is one of the underrated players around. He was a fantastic athlete. He had great athletic ability. He is another guy that was, quote, really a character, however. He could keep his teammates laughing and sometimes, as I say, slapping their foreheads about, oh, my golly.
It's the only place where grown men can act like kids. It's out here on this green stuff. And I get in trouble and get laughed at. It's fun, isn't it?
Daryl was drafted the same year I was. So I remember coming to the luncheon when we were drafted, and I saw Daryl, and I'm like, whoa, he's as good as he is scary. Hell, he's going to be a heck of a football player.
Here's a safety blitz, and they're after Schrader, and he throws. It's intercepted by Talley at the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he is in for the touchdown. Daryl Talley has intercepted the pass and scored.
As a member of the Bills' defenses that helped lead the team to 4 straight Super Bowls in the 1990s, Talley played a crucial role in each of the team's playoff games. One of Talley's most crucial contributions came in the form of a motivational speech during the Bills' comeback win against the Houston Oilers in the 1993 playoffs.
Just before they go on the field, go to the defensive huddle, and Talley says, "We got them right where we want them now. Let's kick butt." That's how the glue that he kept them together.
Now you're talking about character. This is one. This is a team, damn it. One, yeah.
Makes me feel very proud of what I did, proud of the accomplishments that I had, and it lets me know that people respected and understood what I did and what I had to do in order to be a part of it.
The number 5 defensive player in Bills history, Butch Byrd. A 4th-round pick of the 1964 AFL draft, Byrd was selected first-team All-Pro 3 times with the Bills. He didn't play in as many games as some of the other top defensive players in Bills history, though he certainly made his mark when on the field.
When you're a cornerback, when we played in the AFL at that time, you could hit the wide receiver until the ball was in the air. So Butch would come up on guys, you know, a foot away and just knock the heck out of them, and just incredible. When I'd play against him in practice, it was tough to get open. So when we'd get into a game, it was like going up against defensive backs not of a Butch's caliber. It was like taking candy from a baby. You would pray to get into a game after having practice against Butch.
In addition to his strong play at cornerback, Byrd made some key contributions as a punt returner for the Bills.
He shows no indecision here as he follows Paul Guidry's block, shakes off a Miami tackler, regains his balance, and completes the 72-yard scamper.
A number of times that he's made some interceptions or had a run back that was the spark that allowed us to prevail in that game.
And Byrd often prevailed against opposing offenses. He finished his Bills career with 40 interceptions, a franchise record that stands to this day.
He was always around the ball because he was always around the receiver. Nobody really ran by him. And he was our possession type guy that covered the short route guy. And he just hounded him.
After the break.
He won't spit on you. He'll slobber on you because he gets to the point, he gets worked up to a froth.
We take a look at some other top defenders who were also known for their personalities. Coming in at number 4 on the list of top defensive players in Bills history, Tom Sestak. The 6'5", 275-pound nose tackle played 7 seasons for the Bills. And while his stats may not stand out as much as others during his time, he was one of the top defensive linemen in the AFL during the 1960s. Sestak reached the Pro Bowl four times and was first team All-Pro 3 years in a row from 1963 to 65.
When I used to see him on that line, he more or less was throwing guys away, you know. I mean, he just knocked them right out of the way.
Made plays, and he gave everybody fits. You know, the opposing guards that had to block him, they all raved about him. And Lenny Dawson used to signal him out, like, if it wasn't for Sestak, I could have completed that screen. We had it set up for 30 yards easy, and he broke it up. So the guy just was in on me all day.
Sestak's career may have started slowly, but he learned quickly that making adjustments were necessary to succeed in the pros.
Toward the end of his second year or his third year, he learned some techniques on rushing the passer that just made him lethal. He'd be able to start one way and he'd lift an arm up and scoot under it this way.
Sestak was a one-man wrecking crew. His one-arm tackles were occasionally accompanied by an explicit lecture after the whistle.
A tackle or a guard that they would pull on him, that he stepped into them with a forearm, and their feet went out from under them backward, and they just went flat on the ground.
Unfortunately, you know, injuries, they got to him. He played probably better on one leg than a lot of guys play with two legs. If anybody want to go back and say who should be in the Hall of Fame that didn't get there because of injuries, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
The number three defensive player in Bills history, Fred Smirlus.
Yes, Fat Freddy. Love Freddy. Love Freddy to death. He's about the only person that had the same mental makeup as I did when it came time to play the game. He didn't care who you were. As long as you had the same color shirt on he's got on, you had a different color shirt he's got on, he will try and rip your arm off.
And back to throw, Bradshaw under press, and he is hit and fumbled. The ball is loose.
Bite you, spit, and he won't spit on you. He'll slobber on you because he gets to the point, he gets worked up to a froth. And once he's in the middle of that, you don't want to be around him.
Fred Smirlus was drafted by the Buffalo Bills in the second round of the 1979 NFL Draft. Smirlus made an instant impact at nose tackle his rookie season, recording a team-high three fumble recoveries, one of which was returned for a touchdown. He would go on to record 29 and a half sacks in 162 games played with the Bills and was selected first-team All-Pro in 1982.
Every time I see him, I think of the Flintstones for some reason, because he's just that kind of, he's got that kind of charisma about him where he's kind of quirky, funny, but can be very serious.
Bills setting up with speed. There is the kick. It's blocked by Buffalo. Free football.
Freddy Smirlus with the block.
The five-time Pro Bowler continued the Bills' tradition of stopping the run up the middle, and would fortify himself as part of the Bills' iconic Bermuda Triangle, along with linebackers Jim Haslett and Shane Nelson.
You can always depend on Fred Smirlus being there every game. When I came to the league my first 3 or 4 years with him here, he was, you know, that guy we needed in the middle, you know, that can clog the middle up. Pretty underrated for, you know, the kind of player he was here.
The number two defensive player in Bills history, Cornelius Bennett.
Out of the shotgun. Dropping back. Pressure. And he is sacked. He loses the ball. Let's see. It is picked up by the Bills and run in for a touchdown by Cornelius Bennett. How do you like that?
My younger brother. We were really inseparable because we sat there and we talked about everything that went on, what we were going to do during the game, how we were going to change stunts.
Cornelius Bennett, also known as Biscuit, was an elite linebacker during his time in Buffalo. However, he came at a steep price for the Bills. Bennett was acquired via a blockbuster three-way trade in 1987 with the Indianapolis Colts and LA Rams. In exchange, the Bills gave up running back Greg Bell, two first-round picks, and a second-round pick, though not before a lengthy debate between general manager Bill Polian and head coach Marv Levy.
I said, no way, are you out of your mind, Bill? That's too much. We went back and forth for an hour and a half, and finally he wore me out, said, all right, go ahead. It was the greatest loss I've ever experienced.
He played very hard. He was quick. He was hard to stop. Everybody underestimated his run-stopping ability. Yeah, he could rush the passer, but he was pretty good, even though he wasn't real big.
The first play of his professional football career, he sacked John Elway. Elway got up and looked, who's this guy? I never heard of him before, type of look on his face.
He got him a second time, and Elway started screaming at the offensive lineman. And he walked over to the bench, and you could read his lips. He was letting Dan Reeves have it, in effect saying, you better find some way to block that guy. And of course, you know, as we all know, he was the final piece in the puzzle, and we became one of the best defenses in football from that day forward.
Biscuit was a force to be reckoned with on the Bills' defensive front. The five-time Pro Bowler recorded 52 and a half sacks and forced 22 fumbles as a Bill. On top of that, Bennett was a first-team All-Pro selection in 1988, his first full season in the NFL.
It's a tremendous honor because there's been some tremendous football players to play here in Buffalo. Greatest place to play football.
Coming up, he holds the NFL record for sacks and might just be the best defensive player in both Bills and NFL history. As Aesthetic Associates presents the top 10 defensive players in Bills history. Coming in as the top defensive player in Bills history, Bruce Smith.
I'll keep it simple. He just was the best doggone player at his position that I've ever seen.
We got Bruce, man. Bad things.
We'd be lying if we said it was hard to decide who'd be number one on our list of top defensive players in Bills history. After all, Bruce Smith came out of Virginia Tech as the number one overall pick in the 1985 draft and entered the league with high expectations.
Bruce wasn't one of those guys that say a lot in the locker room, but when he would get out on the football field, he didn't need to say much. His ability showed people how bad he really was.
Out of the 10-yard line with 1:16 to play, Salisbury backing up in the pocket near the goal line, and he loses the ball, and Bruce Smith grabs it.
His hips and his butt would be up in the air. His butt would be up in the air, and his shoulder would be on the ground, dragging the ground. Cornelius and I used to try and figure out how to do that. We used to be in practice trying to run the corner the way he does. People take and run hoops now, trying to get that type of a lean. Bruce was doing it without even running a hoop.
And there wasn't much the defensive end couldn't do during his 15 seasons for the Bills. Smith recorded a franchise record 171 sacks and would finish his career with 200, which remains an NFL record. He reached the Pro Bowl 11 times, was a two-time Defensive Player of the Year, and selected first-team All-Pro 8 times.
Hey, baby, are y'all convinced now?
As good as his work ethic was, his gifts were absolutely exceptional. I don't know that there's a defensive lineman other than Reggie White that I've ever seen in my career that was as gifted as Bruce.
This movie is rated R. Adult language and violence. Lots of it.
Montana drops back in the pocket. Bruce is after him, and the ball is intercepted by Cornelius Bennett after Bruce hit him. Oh, man, did he blow in there like a freight train. Bruce Smith has had an outstanding first half. We talked before about how many Hall of Famers are on the field. I know one thing. There is definitely one in the Bills uniform. Number 78 is going to camp.
Smith was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2009, in his first year of eligibility. Then, in September 2016, his number 78 was retired by the Bills.
I am absolutely astounded and humbled by the idea that in this great city of Buffalo, the number 78 will always be synonymous with Bruce Smith.
Although Bruce tops our list, one thing is for sure. There have been plenty of strong candidates over the years, and there's certainly plenty more to come. From standing Buffalo to charging Buffalo, from QBs to DBs, the Bills have harbored some of the greatest players to ever strap up. They differ in era, position, stature, and speed, but their universal characteristic is simply defined as greatness. Be sure to catch all five of our top 10 specials. Aesthetic Associates presents the top 10 defensive players in Bills history. Aesthetic Associates, making Western New York look great for over 25 years.